You must have God move upon your heart through the preaching of the Word. If you're sitting there right now and you know that you are lost, and yet at the same time you don't care, know this, there's nothing you can do about it. Except cry out now, oh God, break this heart of mine that cannot break itself. Save a wretch like me. Goes on. In the previous picture of the throne in chapter 4, there were 7 torches representing the Spirit of God, but now they're gone. The only medium of communication to bring the gospel to your heart is the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will work through even the smallest and dumbest of preachers like myself if the Word of God is preached faithfully. And even through messages like this, the Holy Spirit is crying out, repent, believe, flee from the wrath to come. Find yourself in Zion through the cross, and through Jesus Christ who died there. But you just sit there. You just sit there. As one said, how long will you stiffen your neck against the Holy Spirit? Just sit there. Sit there. Notice, there is no lamb looking as if he had been slain. In chapter 4, in the throne room, there's a lamb looking as if he had been slain. A lamb to believe in, to trust in. A lamb who died for your sins. But now at the judgment throne, there is no lamb looking as if he had been slain. There is a king and a judge upon the throne. Now, we can't go any further. I want to point out one more thing. Verse 12. I saw the dead. Does that scare you? I saw the necros. It's a powerful, ugly feeling to it, doesn't it? Necros. The word necromancer. I saw the necros. I saw the dead. Now, listen very carefully. This is the only time you appear in the Bible. John was looking at you. This is you. The necros. The dead. This is you. The only time you appear in the Bible. You. Not as a whole. I'm talking about little girl, little boy, man, woman, teenager. This is you by yourself. I saw the dead. He saw you. And unless Christ comes back, he saw you dead. But raised. No place to hide. When Christ comes back, the Bible says that even the great captains, the great leaders of this world will cry out for the rocks to fall upon them, to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. But no matter how great a man be, he will not be dismissed from this day. Some of you are thinking, well, I'm not that great. I'm just a small, little, insignificant person. I'll be overlooked. No, you won't. The great and the small will be there, and you will be there. The only one question is this. Has your name been written in the Lamb's Book of Life? That if you believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, that He's the Savior of the world, that He died for your sins, you will be saved. But the evidence that you truly believe in your heart unto salvation is that you confess it with your mouth and your life. That your life is a confession that what you believe is real. You say, I'm terribly disturbed. Good. It was my intention to disturb you. I assure you it was in love, but it is my intention to disturb you. Do not sleep yourself to hell in the church. If it's not right with you, if your life doesn't match up to your confession, we'll stay here all day and counsel you. With the scriptures. Let's pray. Father, I pray that you would use this in the lives of people. That those who are truly converted would rejoice that Christ has saved them from judgment. And those who are not converted would fear and run to Christ. Oh God, help us in Jesus' name.